Adora, as the money, the billions of dollars, begins streaming out of Washington, if the stimulus package ever gets passed, it's going to be landing in state capitals all around the United States. And joining us now is the governor of New York State, in the capital of this state, Albany. David Paterson is going to be one of the governors who's going to be overseeing and managing the stimulus package as it is prioritized into projects in states all over the United States. And here in New York, some of the issues are different. First of all, Governor Paterson, thanks so much for joining us here on The Takeaway.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Adora.
So let's just start right out. You know, the nation is hearing all about bonus caps and salary caps and banking executives not being able to get compensated at the level of like $16, $17 million. But as bonuses decline, it actually bears directly on the finances of the state of New York. Can you explain?
Well, ironically, in spite of the fact that a lot of these executives have acted irresponsibly, the fact is that for every 10% drop there are in bonuses, our state loses about $750 to $850 million.
Mm.
So the Wall Street
That's
bonuses
huge.
Were down 44% this year, and therefore our state lost billions of dollars. As a matter of fact, our budget, which was estimated at $5 billion in April 2008, wound up at $15.4 billion, three times higher than it had ever been except for one time, and three times higher than it was first estimated. And a lot of that had to do with New York depending so much on Wall Street. It's 20% of our revenues. And in the last three months of the fiscal year, January, February, and March, where we are right now, it's 30%. It's 30%
wow.
of the taxes we collect come from Wall Street.
I mean, that really sort of speaks the sort of structural change that's taking place in the relationship between the state government and Wall Street, relationships that are going to be changing in different ways all around the country, but the numbers are certainly huge here. You know, Senator Grassley was on our program just a couple of days ago saying that one provision of the stimulus package was deceitful, that giving money to bail out states who are in a Medicaid problem because of Medicaid spending and shortfalls in Medicaid spending is somehow a deceitful use of the stimulus money and doesn't amount to real stimulus. What would you say to that argument?
Well, I think that in many respects, the federal match, federal Medicaid assistance percentage, which they are going to alter to allow a lot of the states to get money back from Medicaid, is not exactly stimulus as much as it's budget reduction. It's helping with budget reduction. So Senator Grassley is probably right. But the point is, if the federal government is 40% of its fiscal stimulus is to cut taxes to try to reignite the engine of our economy by having people spend again, people aren't going to be able to spend if the states, which have such high deficits, have no alternative but actually to tax them. So you'll be giving with the right hand and taking away with the left. So what President Obama is trying to do is to forestall a deflationary period, which would lead to a 10-year recession, which is what was experienced in Japan, by simply making sure that the state can balance its budgets. And by the way, some of these senators who talk about not giving more money to Medicaid, we should remember that many of these states get 75% of their funding paid by Medicaid, and New York is one of the lower, is at the lowest level, 50%. And one other thing, and that is just basically that New York has a very high poverty rate, 10.7%, 25% higher than the national average. But Medicaid assessment is not based on poverty rate in states. It's based on per capita income. And New York State is one of the five top states in per capita income because of Wall Street, or at least it used to be. And now, therefore, we appear to have fewer Medicaid patients than we actually do. So this statistical anomaly works against us as well.
Governor, what can lawmakers do in Washington, D.C. that would help you most in dealing with some of the issues here in New York?
Well, I understand that the lawmakers in Washington, D.C. are apprehensive, and I agree with them about giving block grants to states. However, the stimulus that comes from infrastructure, which we haven't addressed in the last 50 years, would put people back to work, New York has about 1,900 road, bridge, and transportation and wastewater treatment projects that we could get right to if we had some help from Washington. This would decrease our unemployment rate, put money in people's hands so they can start spending it again, and we think address the psychological stimulus that this country needs in addition to the physical one.
Well, let's look at that psychological confidence issue from your perspective. What kinds of jobs do you think make communities, and we've got communities upstate in New York, which are very different from New York City, downstate, and then, of course, there's the suburbs, which have a very different kind of economic model, it seems to me. What kinds of jobs in communities around the state do you think make the entire population feel better about things maybe getting better and coming back?
Well, John, I know you're originally from upstate New York, so I'm sure you're aware that upstate New York has been in recession for the last 10 or 12 years compared to New York City. We lost 200,000 manufacturing jobs in the last decade. But we're hoping that the stimulus related to clean, renewable energy sources and research and development of, for instance, electronic storage technology, these are the types of jobs that we would hope to retrain people who were in the manufacturing industry in upstate New York. And I would say in the downstate area, with all the financial service jobs that have been lost, people would take just about any work right now. It's that dire a situation.
And when you do something like that, are there a lot of other jobs that don't maybe require the training of that you know, laborers, that, you know, sort of all sectors of the economy are going to participate in that that sort of wealth? If you decide to locate a factory, say in Rochester, which has a reputation of being a high tech center,
well, it's actually sad right now. The libraries are having counseling and training sessions for people out of work, and it's not young people. You see people in their 40s and 50s. Trying to find means. I think people will go anywhere to find work at this point. You know, the unemployment in most counties in New York is 7, 8, 9% now. But what we're thinking is that if there is a demonstration that people are getting back to work, our biggest problem in this country right now is that people aren't spending money. If you lower taxes, people are saving the money. And if you give back rebates, people are holding the money. After $1 trillion in credit card debt, the American public has awakened. The problem is that the government has not. We continue to spend.
Right.
But the problem is, to get the economy to grow, we need people to spend money. So as they say,
right,
the individual virtue has become the public vice.
Well, Governor, you know, you make a compelling point. People in libraries, people are turning to the government for answers here, and you're going to be providing them when that stimulus money starts coming down the pike. David Paterson, Governor of the State of New York, thanks so much for being a part of the program this morning.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Adora.
Thanks, Governor.